Chapter 4, Devotional 2. Get your mind right. Set the thermostat of your mind. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5 and 6, we read, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, and we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete." Every day, we hear that success depends on focus, attitude, and determination, or perseverance. Here, Paul speaks to the Christians in Corinth about these very issues. He says we must have an unwavering resolve or set our minds that we will trust and rely on God and His way of doing things regardless of the pressures and expectations of the world. Persevere. Stay the course. Do not give up, cave in, or quit. How? As Christians, we must first reject any thought, feeling, or action that might separate us from God. Second, stay focused on the unchanging eternal truth of His Word. Third, make a commitment to the Lord that the Bible is our final authority on every issue in our lives. Fourth, be determined to be faithful and obedient to God's Word and the Holy Spirit. Fifth, to repent whenever we stumble or fall. Sixth, accept correction with a humble heart and willingness to allow God's Word to change our thinking and behavior. Seventh, choose to face challenges and obstacles with an attitude of joy and resist the urge to complain. Eighth, come to see trials and tribulations as opportunities for spiritual growth, development, and promotion. Ninth, ask God to give us a zealous hunger for Christ. 10th, be willing to be Christ's ambassador and show others that His sacrifice and death on the cross was not in vain. In these troubled times and last days, we must let the world see our confidence that we win in every situation, all the time, no matter what. We must set the thermostat of our mind on Jesus Christ with a resolve not to stagger or waver in doubt or unbelief. Child of God, I encourage you to get your mind right by setting it on God, leaving it there and believing the truth of His Word. Lord, thank you for helping me set my mind on You and the eternal truth of Your Word. Help me remember that in Christ I win all the time. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.